Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Yod Chet Amud Bet, about to take a look at the final Mishnayot of the second Perek. And these two Mishnayot, Zayin and Chet, which are together, are familiar to us both from the parallel context in the first Perek and as a continuation of the Mishnayot that we just studied in the previous podcast. Let's say you have two lambs. Now it wasn't one giving birth to two twins, but two lambs. Now throughout these two Mishnayot, we're going to have two lambs there giving birth, and you come and find the result, but don't know which offspring came from which lamb. In this case, both Rechelim had not given birth yet, and you come and find two males, Shtem LaKohen, obviously both of them belong to the Kohen, and that's easy. Zachar UNeKeva, if on the other hand you find one male, one female, Zachar LaKohen, the male goes to the Kohen, because that's certainly Bechor. Shnei Zecharim UNeKeva, if you come and find two Zecharim and one female, Echad Lo V'Echad LaKohen. And the same machlok that we had before, Tafron Omer HaKohen Bo'er Lo Ta'efer, Rikiv Omer Meshamnim Benen, which we now know means the Kohen gets the smaller one. The opposite of Rabbi Tafron Hashini, Re'ad Shis Ta'ev, whichever one the Kohen gets, the other one has to graze until it gets a mum, and then it can be eaten. But Chayav Matanot, we'll see that that's Rameir's opinion. Rabbi Yossi, again, Poter. Now, Meita Chad Mihan, if after the two were born, and one's going to go to the Kohen, and then one of them dies, Rabbi Tafron Omer Yachloku, which again proves to us that he changed his mind and said it's not clear which the Kohen's going to get, so therefore they divide it, meaning they sell it and divide the proceeds. Kivo Meir, Mosef Chala Roya. No, that the Kohen gets nothing, because you'd have to prove that the one that died was really one that belonged to the Balabite. Now, Shtei Nekevot Uz V'Zachar, Ushnei Nezacharim Ushtei Nekevot, as long as there's two females in the mix, whether with one or two males, then Ein Kan LaKohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing. Now, last Mishnah of this pair, Achat Bikra V'Achat Shelo Bikra, let's say you have two animals, one already gave birth, one didn't. V'Yalda Shnei Zacharim, and you come and you find two males, Achat Lo V'Achat LaKohen, and again, Ritaf No Mer, Kohen Baratai, Febri, Yukim Omer, Shemun Benayim, Shemash Jei Stai, Yuchem Antonor, V'Yosi Poter, and now we get the full treatment, Shemash Omer, Kol Shechalifav Biyad Kohen, Patur Mina Matanot. As long as the animal you have got swapped out to the Kohen, meaning he got something in place of it, then that's Patur Mina Matanot. Rameir Mechayev, Rameir says, no, nothing doing. It still has Chayav Chiyuv Matanot. And again, Zachar Nekeva, In Kan LaKohen Klum. If you find you have two Rechelot, one had already given birth and one hadn't, and then you come and find one male, one female, the Kohen gets nothing, because it's just as likely that the one who did not give birth had the female, and therefore the Kohen gets nothing. Okay, Sricha. Let's now try to justify why both the previous Mishnayot and this Mishnah are necessary. The Iyashminan Kamaita, if we only had the first Mishnah, the one before this, then, and the Machlok Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, that's the issue. Ba'ikam Rabbi Kiva, the Trey Michada. In that case, you had two animals coming out of one. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Kiva says, that you get the cheaper one. Aval Rechelav Shelo Bichru, and you have two that didn't give birth. The Trey Michada, Vichad Michada. And now you have, a Zachar, and the other one Zachar Nekeva. A Motor Rabbi Tarfon, Nachti Lida Chad, Shviach Tvei. Maybe he would agree with Rabbi Tarfon that the one that gave birth to only one, meaning not twins, and it was certainly a male, is probably the bigger one. All right, so that and the reality is, he says, even in that case, he gets the smaller one. V'yashmin and ha, and if on the other hand he had that case, ba'akam Rabbi Kiva's havayu lo bichru. That's in the case where both of them didn't give birth yet. Chad bichra v'chad shelo bichra v'yaldu shnei zecharim. But in the last case, where one of them had already given birth and the other one didn't, and they had two boys, aim a modul Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe they agree with Rabbi Tarfon. Tahachto bichra shviach tvei. The one that did not yet give birth probably has the bigger one. Tzricha. Therefore, we need to learn that in all cases, as Rabbi Kiva says, he gets the smaller one. And now to the final Mishnah in this parak, Yotzei Dofen. Yotzei Dofen is an animal that is born, or a person is born, through what we'd call a C-section. Vaba Acharav. And then an animal comes afterwards. Tafram Eshnehem Yerod Shistavu. Both of them are Safek Bechor, and therefore both have to graze until they get a mum. V'yachlu Muman Balim. Of course, neither goes to the Kohen. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shnehen Einan Bechor. Neither one's a Bechor. Rishom Neshe Eino Petarechem. The first one didn't open the womb. Rashini Meshe Karmo Acher. And the other one, because it had an animal come out first. Now, Mike Mipalgi, what's the machlok between Ritarfon and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva here about the Yotzei Dofen? Ritarfon Masavkale, Bechor the Davar Echad, Yihavi Bechor, Ilo Havi Bechor. If something is a Bechor for one thing in this case being it's the first male, does that make it the Bechor or not? Rabbi Akiva says it's obvious that that's not the case. The fact that it's the first male doesn't make it a Bechor, and therefore there's nothing to it. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have the famous Braita of Rabbi Shmuel, the introduction to Torat Kohanim, Rabbi Shmuel's famous 13 Midot, with the full exposition, giving the examples of each. Take a look at any standard Torat Kohanim, you'll see it at the beginning. And the one of the Midot is Klal Shutzurich Lifrat, Prat Shutzurich Lichlal, meaning a specific that is not understood without its general context, and the general, it needs a specific to explain it. Ketzad, what's the example? It's ours. Kadesh li kol b'chor. Right? Yachol afilu nekev mashma. I might think that that means to include females. Talmud lomar, zachar. Therefore it says males. E zachar, if it's only a male. Yachol afilu yastad nekev alafanav. Maybe it's the first male. Even if it had a female first. Talmud lomar, petarechem. Therefore it has to also be petarechem, meaning the one that opens the womb. E petarechem, yachol afilu yatsa achar yotzei dofen. So I might think that even if it comes out after a yotzei dofen, that's so-called petarechem, because the first one through the womb, talmud lomar b'chor, therefore it says it also has to be a b'chor, the first one. That's the b'raita. So now, Amar Rav Sharavya l'Abaye, Rav Sharavya asked Abaye about this b'raita. Reisha lo kanasiv la talmud b'chor. In the opening part, in the opening question, they didn't use the word b'chor to prove that it has to be the male. Alma b'chor, the davar echad, avay b'chor. So you see that a b'chor, the davar echad, meaning being the first male, is good enough that makes it called a b'chor. But seifa kanasi v'la tamud a b'chor. But in the end, they used the word b'chor to prove the point. And therefore, alma b'chor, the davar echad, lo avay b'chor. So you see that being the first male does not make it the b'chor. So which is it? Amalei olam b'chor, the davar echad, lo avay b'chor. Abaye's position is that, like Rabbi Kiva said, b'chor, the davar echad, does not make it a b'chor. So why does the reisha use zachar? And then Petarechem, Yachol afilu yotzei dofen, I might think that if it's the first male, even if it came out as a C-section, Talmud lomar petarechem. Therefore, it said petarechem, meaning that it has to come out through the canal. Ravina amar the opposite. The olam b'chor davar echad havi b'chor. It's kind of like Rabbi Tarfon was supposing. Perhaps. So the seifa ha'ikamar, how do we understand the seifa that used the word b'chor? Yatsa achar yotzei dofen kadosh. If you think that one that comes out after yotzei dofen is kadosh, b'chor dechatav rachman alamali, then why would the Torah write b'chor if not to say that that's out? Now, if it's just there to tell me that when a female came out first, it's pater, petarechem nafka. I have petarechem to tell me that, if it's not the first out of the canal. Ashmamina, b'chor, mute echad yotze achar yotze dofen. B'chor is there to tell me that if it comes out after a yotze dofen, it's not a b'chor. Now, amrele rachem edif to the ravina. So he challenged him. Isal kadaitach b'chor the davar echad, habi b'chor. If you think that a b'chor the davar echad is a b'chor, tenach echad yotze zachar yotze dofen v'zachar derech rechem. If you had first a C-section male, then a regular male, the imut leidam in b'chor, and the delo kadosh, the imut leidam in b'chor, because the word b'chor knocks it out, because b'chor l'rachamim ikah b'chor l'zacharim leika. It's only the first out of the womb, but not the first male. Hechad yatzal kev derech dofen derech rechem. But if you had first a it was a zachar derech rechem. If you had first a female come out through a C-section, and then a male through the canal, likdash da'ika b'chor l'zacharim u'b'chor l'rechem. Then you've got a b'chor for both. It's the first male and the first out of the canal. The chvar tekan Abaye. Clearly, we have to, it supports Abaye's position. The b'chor the davar echad lo havi b'chor, and therefore it has to be both the b'chor zachar petarechem in order to be a b'chor. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up at the beginning of the third parak of the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.